The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. It's a great day to be living here in the heart of Superior, California, even in the midst of our sadness. This is a wonderful community, and it's showing with the behavior of our residents and the support of the firemen, the National Guard, the police services from all over the state. My name is Ken Murray. I'm filling in this morning for Carl and Linda, who are somewhere, hopefully, that has blue skies. Because they don't seem to exist here and haven't for about a week. We're going to have several guests over the next couple of hours and your calls, of course. The phone number here is 605-4567. It's about 66 degrees, something like that. Today is August 2nd. And, of course, top on everybody's mind are things going on relative to the car fire. If you have had a loss and have not yet gone to Shasta High School, I went by there yesterday. It's an amazing collection of service providers there to help you. There may be some of you that are concerned about filing an insurance claim. You don't want to get taken advantage of or whatever. It can be an arduous process. I want to share with you why it's important you file the claim immediately. All that's going to happen when you file an insurance claim is you're going to fill out a form saying who you are and that you lost something. Either your house burned down or, you know, was damaged because of the air tankers dropping retardant all over it and there's water damage inside, whatever. The main reason for promptly filing an insurance claim, and again, it's an arduous process, the main reason is that the insurers need to know how many adjusters to bring up. You know, I was over there, and Travelers has a giant bus, Allstate, State Farm, USAA, AAA. Everybody's over there. They want to get your name and an address and a method of contacting you. They are bringing in major incident adjusters from out of the area. But if they have five claims, they will, you know, for a particular insurance company, they will bring in perhaps two adjusters. If they have 50 claims, they might bring in 10 adjusters. And by understanding how many of their insureds are going to have claims, they know how many adjusters. And they bring these major incident adjusters in from all over the United States. So it's important to file a claim. One of the things that's going to happen, and the hardest part of the claim process, but it's not the first thing you do. The first thing you do is file a claim. They're going to give you some paperwork. And the hard part's going to be figuring out what to put down. What did you lose? Well, if you lost everything, it's fairly simple. I lost everything. You're going to have a policy for, let's say your house was worth $300,000. Or you had it insured for $300,000. And that included the structure, $75,000 or something of content, or $50,000 worth of content insurance. You lost everything. You're probably going to get a check for the full value of your insurance policy. That may not be enough to cover all of your losses. Some of the insurance companies, depending on your policy, will give you money on the spot to pay for things. But keep in mind, you have a maximum limit on your policy, and it will include things like the loss of the structure, loss of living expenses while you're out of the structure, loss of personal possessions within the structure, perhaps loss of automobiles or whatever else, and that may be covered by your auto policy rather than your homeowner's policy. But when all those things are added up, there is going to be a maximum. So the first thing I suggest you do is you go down, you file your claim, and ask for a copy of your insurance policy. They'll give you one. And read it. Read it before you fill out all the paperwork. Know what you're insured for and what you're not insured for. I mean, it's not something most of us think about, and I don't know that I have, well, I have because I had a loss a couple of years ago at my home, but I don't know anybody that's read the fine print of an insurance policy. And it's the fine print. It's the details where the rubber meets the road. Your insurers also, one of the reasons for filing claim from their point of view is they want to estimate back at corporate headquarters what their financial losses are going to be so that they can make a report to their stockholders. Keep in mind, they're businesses, after all, and they need to be forecasting their own bottom line for corporate purposes, having nothing to do with you. However, the insurance companies will respond. They will assign adjusters, but it may take several days before an adjuster actually gets around to appraising whatever your loss is. Have a copy of your policy. I don't know if they can do that right at Shasta High School, but your insurance agent certainly can. Call them, you know. I mean, if you lost everything in a fire, most of you probably didn't save your insurance policies because most people don't have safe deposit boxes or safes or whatever. They just keep their important papers in a special drawer in their desk. Well, get a copy of the policy. Read the fine print. Next thing I noticed, and this was amazing to me, the American Red Cross was over there at the Shasta High School Disaster Response Center. I don't know what it's called, but where the rest of the service providers were. Red Cross was giving out HEPA filter masks, shovels, and sifting boxes, which is four pieces of wood with wire across the bottom of it. The purpose is, when you go back to your house, you can take the shovel and the sifting box. You'll see all these ashes, and you think, well, my high school ring is in there someplace, or my wife's wedding rings are in there someplace, or some valuable trinket from your past. You want to be wearing the HEPA filters when you're taking a shovel and shoveling ashes through the box to find those any mementos that you can. If you're a neighbor of someone who's going through this process, I would encourage you to, even if you don't know your neighbor, which unfortunately is way too common, if you don't know your neighbor, and you see them out there shoveling, go out and help them. Offer to help them. Take them water, iced tea, whatever. Just try to help them. Because I promise you, it's a highly emotional experience for them. Yes, they're in shock from, your neighbor's in shock from the loss of their home. They are trying to figure out where they're going to live next week or next month, how long can they impose on their friends. You know, they've got all this paperwork to fill out. But as they're sifting through the ashes, through these sifting boxes, they will find things that remind them of their possessions, and those will bring up memories of good times in the past, or reignite a sense of loss. It's a highly emotional experience coming to terms with those things. So go be a friend. Just be there. Let them know somebody cares. We're going to take a break. We have guests coming in to talk about various aspects of what to do and with all of this, and we will take your calls at some point. I'm Ken Murray. We'll be back after this short break.
Since 1938, Jack's Grill has served hungry appetites fabulous steaks. Fork tender filet mignon, juicy New York steak, or brochet of beef, all cooked to perfection and so tender you can cut it with a smile. Prawns, fried chicken, whatever you're in the mood for. Meet friends and family at Jack's Grill, open Monday through Saturday. A Reading landmark for 80 years at their historical location on California Street, downtown Reading. Do you miss those dinners at Jack's when Mike always greeted you with a smile, a napkin, and always knew what your favorite drink was? Well, Mike is back.
Hi, this is Mike. Join me this Tuesday and let's celebrate old times.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
The world's largest dinosaurs are coming to Turtle Bay Exploration Park May 5th through September 9th. You can explore the amazing biology of supersized dinos in this epic new exhibition, great for all ages. The world's largest dinosaurs is organized by the American Museum of Natural History and presented by Dennis and Cheryl Bambauer, with major support from U.S. Bank and Shasta Regional Medical Center. The world's largest dinosaurs is included with park admission and always free for members. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
With all the activity in the community and now the pressure of school shopping, your wallet may be feeling the pinch. Before you bring out the charge card, look in the bottom of your jewelry box where cash is waiting to be found. The gold mark will turn your broken, outdated, unwanted, and salvaged gold, platinum, and diamonds into instant cash. Our expert staff have been helping people like you for over 30 years. We'll make the process easy and we pay excellent prices. You'll be surprised just how much your unwanted gold will bring. The gold mark in the Town and Country Center, Hilltop Drive, Reading.
No one plans to visit the emergency room, but when life's accidents happen, you need to get treated, not seated. Shasta Regional Medical Center is located at 1100 Butte Street in downtown Reading. They have emergency room doctors and staff that guarantee you will be seen by a medical professional within 30 minutes of your arrival. Shasta Regional Medical Center believes in delivering patient-centered health care with compassion and respect for every patient and their family.
Summertime is fun time in Northern California. We're Billy and Patrick with your personal invitation to have more fun in a brand new Kia from Reading Kia, your official summertime fun headquarters.
Celebrate this summer with no payments for 90 days in a new 2018 Kia Niro. This sporty 50-mile-per-gallon crossover hatchback hybrid is showing up everywhere in NorCal.
I've got one. I love it.
And nothing says summer like the 2018 Kia Soul. That's the cool crossover that sits up nice and high, has tons of storage. Like all Kias, it's America's best value. We have a Soul, and it's perfect.
The 2019 all-wheel drive Kia Sorento is here. There's room for your camping gear. It has power for towing and is at home on or off-road.
Get yours today and make no payments until fall.
No cost. Lifetime oil changes and tire rotations are yours when you take home your new Kia from Reading Kia, proud sponsor of community events like the Mosquito Serenade.
Finance offer on approval of credit ends 8/10/2018. Reading Kia, ReadingKia.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. This is Ken Murray sitting in for Carla Linda Bott this morning. We have a caller, Robert.
Hi.
Good morning, Robert. How can we
good
help
Good morning,
you?
Mr. Murray. It's good to hear your voice over the radio waves in these here parts again.
Thank you.
Hey, listen, I am a state employee with the state of California, and I do some volunteer work with an interesting little outfit called Western Area Service Workers, and they called me last night. And I had to disappoint them in a manner of speaking because some of us still have to be at work at 8 a.m. So I told them I'd put a good word out. They're looking for volunteers to help with things like putting together distribution bags for the fire victims. And I've got their phone number right here whenever you're ready.
Okay. I'm
it's
ready.
530-244-0968. And depending on their needs, they may want to, like, have only X number of people show up at one time so that they're not overwhelmed, and then suddenly when things go quiet, people split and then don't come back. So you might want to call in advance to see what they're really after.
All right, Robert.
Because I spent a good Sunday, the last Sunday in July, I spent half the afternoon there, and we barely even made a dent in things. And we figured many hands will make for idle work, and just remember that for people like me who can't do GoFundMe because we don't have a credit card, don't be shy about digging into the ashtray if you don't smoke and dump about $8 or $10 worth of change into that tip jar that the Asphalt Cowboys are going to be doing tomorrow.
All right, buddy. Thank you for your call, right, Robert.
Thank you.
Okay.
Bye.
Okay. That's 244-0968 for Western Service Workers. I'm joined in the studio now by Scott Lewis from Plaster Title Company. Good morning, Scott.
Good morning, Ken.
There are a lot of questions out there about what's going on with buying and selling homes and all of this madness that's going on. And it occurred to me that the reach of the fire extends beyond just the homes that burned. I mean, presumably, you're an escrow officer, a senior escrow officer at Plaster Title Company, and somebody lost their home. There are going to be insurance proceeds, but some of those homes were in escrow, and all of a sudden, the guy that's buying the house, or the couple that's buying the house, have no house to buy, but there have been expenses that have accrued during that period of time.
Absolutely.
For example, the seller had the pest and work done, and that was $2,000 worth of pest control work. According to the sales contract, that was to be paid by the seller. He probably made an arrangement with the pest control company to have the $2,000 paid out of the closing. And guess what? All of a sudden, it ain't closing.
There's no house.
He's no house. Got no money. But the pest control guy is sitting out there, $2,000 out of pocket. What do you do?
You know, we haven't come across quite that scenario as yet, although I know they are coming. We anticipate, based upon some of the last few days of business, that there's going to be a lot of compassion, care going on. Maybe those folks will come to an agreement that a portion will be paid because it was part of the insurance claim, ultimately.
Mm-hmm.
We're finding that there's houses that are still standing in subdivisions that are in escrow, but we can't close those. Because, one, they can't get back in. Number two, we can't confirm whether they're still standing or not. Even if they are and we can confirm that, we can't get insurance bound on that new property because the insurance companies have placed a moratorium. Lenders, while they can fund on certain zip codes within the county, can't fund in others, even though there are subdivisions. I happen to live in Country Heights. We are fine. We did not sustain any damage. But it's very tight closing escrows in there because we're still in the 96001. And with the fire still raging in 01, we've stopped funding things in 01 overall until we can find insurance to get in place, et cetera. So it's becoming a sit-and-wait game for the industry. Buyers and sellers are needing to be patient. Agents and lenders are needing to be patient while we find insurance companies that can issue title or issue the homeowner's insurance, so that we can then present title insurance to the buyer as they purchase. It's going to be an interesting, not only weeks, but months ahead of us in the rebuild process as well, because of those areas and how they're affected.
Yeah, let's just talk about that a little bit. First of all, tell me what a moratorium, who announced a moratorium? All of the insurance companies or the insurance commissioner or who?
Not the insurance commissioner, but pretty much the companies. So rather than take the risk of issuing insurance today on a house that could burn tomorrow while this fire is moving, some have placed moratoriums in zip code zones that say we're not going to issue until this fire is at a certain percentage of containment, or until we know that it's far enough out and away from that area, say a particular section of the town, before they'll issue. So each company has its own kind of criteria that works within that.
And you know, on given properties, for example, I'm buying a house, let's say, in Country Heights. And while there's no active fire there, the fire is, in fact, active someplace.
Correct.
I'm getting a loan, but the bank won't fund the loan without a insurance binder.
Correct.
The insurance companies won't issue the binder. Therefore, even if you have the loan documents in hand, you can't close the escrow.
Correct.
And if you don't close the escrow under the loan documents by a date certain, because all of them say, yeah, you got to fund by this time, all of a sudden now you have to redraw all the loan documents and, you know, get reapproval from the bank and go through the whole nine-yard tour again. And for the guy who sold his home and moved on, or the couple that sold their home and wants to move into a new one, they have no place to go, and they can't close escrow on a perfectly good home.
Correct. And it's interesting that lenders are, at this stage, being very accommodating. We've had loans that, as we're supposed to close the 31st or 1st, have actually started to lose their rate lock as of the 31st or the 1st.
Right.
And lenders are extending those. Some of them in cases for nothing, because obviously this is nothing the buyer, the seller, or anybody caused to have happen within the transaction.
Mm-hmm.
So they are being gracious and extending those locks for 5 days or 10 days just to see if we can get this under control enough to close them and get folks moving on as they need to.
What advice do you have other than patience? Let me ask you a more specific question. How do you get notified by the insurance company without nagging them every day?
We actually don't. What happens is within the company, Placer Title, we have a mandate to our personnel that before an escrow closes, we not only have to talk to the agents to make sure that they still want this to close and the house is standing.
You're talking the real estate agents.
Real estate agents.
Okay.
We talk to each of the principals, the buyer and the seller, to confirm, A, that the buyer still wants to purchase, the seller still wants to sell. C, we talk to the lender to make sure that they're good to go. And D, we call the insurance company. And actually, that starts at A, to make sure the insurance is in place so we can maneuver it forward. Because without that insurance, we can't even begin to move forward with everything.
Who do you call? You don't call the agent locally, do you?
It depends. If it's a direct representative of the company, so the majors of the world, you know, State Farm, Farmers, Allstate, AAA, we call them. We call their agent, yes, because that agent is bound under their company to give us good advice. If it's an insurance broker, we are calling the actual provider. So where there may be an insurance broker that works with 30 different companies, we will call Mercury Insurance, Safeco Insurance, California, it's California Fund Insurance, which is the state's run insurance program for very hard areas that can't get insurance from traditional insurance companies. You know, we'll call them direct and actually get a live body on the phone and then note the file, who we talked to, that it was bound and in place and active, not an evidence that, yes, we promise to give you insurance if you close. As an evidence, they can revoke.
Well,
a bound policy, they can't.
Well, they can revoke anything they say, but you got to get something in writing.
But we get it in writing, and we get it at least verbally that we can note our file with a person at a date and a time and whatnot.
Okay, then you get the insurance bound,
Well, then the next step is we got to get the lender to fund the loan.
Right.
We also have lenders that are, we don't know yet how it's all going to pan out. We're just, again, starting through this process, but some are requiring what we call a 442 reinspection. It's an appraiser that has to go out and make sure the house is standing.
Mm-hmm.
Some lenders are letting the loan officer go with today's newspaper and stand in front of the house with the newspaper, take a picture, and submit it to the underwriters to get them to fund the loan and send the money to the escrow company.
Mm-hmm.
It just depends on that company's standard of what they want done.
So instead of closing an escrow every day, it's taking a few more days.
It is taking a few more days, and patience and kindness go a long way right now.
Are we talking about patience and kindness to the escrow officers like you, or taking a brush of crap, or the agents, or
across the board to everybody? Honestly, I mean, you know, it's all out of our power. Goodness knows, and there's a greater force moving that fire than us. And you know, given my alternative, Ken, 27 years here, and we've been through this a couple of times with some pretty major incidences.
Yes, we have.
Not this big, but pretty major. And short of a miracle of a massive snowstorm hitting us in the next few days that dumps about a foot of snow over the entire region, if we were in the Rockies, that'd be a possibility. We're not. But, you know, we can only hope that that gets under control much faster than that.
Okay. Well, Scott, I appreciate you coming in.
You bet. Thank you.
Scott Lewis, Placer Title Company. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to be back with more information about the fire.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Family, friends, and a close-knit community. Things that have always been present in the North State. Since 1982, Orchard Nutrition Center's motto has always been, supporting local, we're all in it together. And in the wake of the devastating car fire, these words ring true. Joe and the entire staff at Orchard Nutrition Center would like to extend a heartfelt thank you to the men and women of our first responders and countless volunteers in our wonderful community. Many of the Orchard Nutrition Center family of staff have been evacuated. With varying hours of operation, Orchard Nutrition Center remains open. Orchard Nutrition Center in the Cypress Square Shopping Center on Locust Street in Redding. From the Orchard Nutrition Center family to yours, we're all in it together.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank. Consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Redding. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Some things in life you can just rely on. Like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Good morning again. This is Free Fire Radio. This is Ken Murray sitting in for Carl and Linda Bott on this hazy Friday morning. I'm joined in the studio now by a guy I've known for a long time. 30 years?
30 years.
30 years. Probably the biggest builder in town, Mr. Jeb Allen. Good morning, Jeb.
Good morning, Ken.
Now, you know, I've been in real estate now 42 years, and I kind of remember, I mean, you used to be somebody. You were a NHRA world champion drag race driver, and then you got out of that biz and came to Reading and you started to build houses that clients of mine could actually afford. And over the years, you've gotten to the place where I don't know anybody who can afford the houses you build anymore because I deal at the other end of the market, you know. But Jeb has a number of subdivisions going around town. I don't think I've done a deal with you in 20 years, because I deal with poor people. But you've been quite successful. And apparently, you've been the subject of rumors around town lately. You want to tell me about that?
Well, we heard on some different people talking about their, we raised our prices or we did this or we did that. We were running a summer special for 3 months, and Salt and Shastina Ranch and over there in this other place, River Point. Uh-huh. And those are lower income houses over there, Ken, and I'm surprised you didn't sell any. We have three left over there. But all we did was put the price back to where it was originally. Uh-huh. We didn't raise our prices. Salt Creek, we have a we're going to plant $100,000 worth of trees. We're going to ponderosa pine, so the manzanita will never grow back. Mm-hmm. It's so we have raised the prices $10,000 over there to help offset the first initial planting of that and the cleanup of the hillside. So if people don't like that, then just don't buy a Palomar house. If they don't want to live in a lovely place, a safe place to live, then, but we did not raise our prices in any other locations. We're not price gouging. We're helping people. We took three of our model homes and moved people that got displaced into them, furniture and all. So we have no more model homes in two locations. We took we took five houses that was just about ready to sell. And instead of doing that, we rented them so we could put people to, have a place to stay. It would have been much better and easier for me to rent it and be done with it. But now I got the carrying costs and I, make very little money on it. So we're here to help the community. We're starting our first cleanup today. I was working with Jim Wright till 7 o'clock from the city last night. We got authorization to start pulling out the burn-up foundations. So we're going to try to make our places look good and cleaned up and safe.
All right. Tell me the locations of these subdivisions you're talking about.
Our first subdivision that we started was Shastina Ranch. And lately, we've done 3,000 houses in Redding, California. We're doing 119 homes there, and we have 23 left.
Okay, and that's out on Airport Road.
On Airport Road, yes.
Okay, and that wasn't affected by the fire.
No.
Are they the ones that you raised the price on, or the ones you had the sale on and then went back to regular price?
Correct. Yeah.
Okay, and so somebody is complaining that you're gouging them to the tune of 10 grand because you raised the price, which you didn't. You did. But you'd lowered it for the sale.
Right. I mean, if you look back at the paperwork, if somebody wants to see it, we have it sitting on the table if you visit our office.
Why did you lower $10,000 in the first place?
Because we were trying to get through that project and be done with it, because Salt Creek is expanding quite a bit right now.
Okay, and Salt Creek is the one out on Eureka Way over by Sunset West.
Correct.
And those are the houses that are $500,000 to $800,000 or something.
We have them at 409 or 403.
Okay.
To our last sale was $820,000.
And how many homes are planned for that entire subdivision?
442 homes.
There are 442 people that can afford 400,000 plus dollar homes?
No. What we have
like a great business.
We have 135 attached single family homes set right over by where the park's going to be. And they're the same product that if you look along the freeway in Highland Park, they went like hotcakes. They're duplexes, but they're single-family homes, so you own the home yourself.
A common wall.
Right. Okay. And we have 120 some of those, and they're going to be the first thing we start building right away. We're starting, our target date is September 12th is what they're telling me.
When you're going to start on that.
Yeah.
What are those going to go for?
We don't know. Probably around 280,000.
All right. Now, in the phase of the upper end homes that you're in now, how many homes are finished? How many are under construction? And how many are left to build, sell, whatever?
We opened two phases, 65 lots. We sold 14 houses. Some of them are still at the city in the plan check stage.
Mm-hmm.
We're ready to move in four people, and then the fire happened.
Sure.
So we're going in and doing full inspections, and we have home inspectors, and we're checking everything before we will proceed and let them move in.
Anything burn there?
It was funny. The fences burnt in between the houses, but the houses stood.
What kind of roofs they have?
Tile roofs, stucco eaves. And the fire marshal said that's what saved the houses is the stucco eaves.
Any damage to the solar equipment on the roofs?
We have to check that.
Okay. What happens? You've been through fires before, I assume.
Never to this degree.
Well, not to this degree. But if you have a house on a slab, okay, well, the plumbing comes up through the slab, and that's plastic pipes and stuff. When a house burns down, does it melt the plastic? Do you have to yank out the slab, too?
Oh, we're taking out both the houses that burnt. We're completely taking the slabs out and throwing them away.
Why?
Because we don't want to give over some... buddy, a new house that's been charred and burnt, and we just don't want to. We don't want to test the density. We don't know what the rebar is like inside. We don't know how hot it got. It could have melted the rebar inside. So we're just completely removing the slabs, excavating 2 feet, recompacting, and starting over.
Okay. Now,
my insurance company's even okay with it. I mean.
Your insurance company's doing
it? Yeah, they're doing that.
Well, I want to think about this for a minute. Well, I want to track the money because that's how I think. But let's see. You have a house that's a $400,000 house. And I don't know any of these numbers. I'm going to make them up. Don't correct me because I don't want to get confused with reality here, okay? You have a house you're selling for $400,000. Out of that, you're going to make $35,000, $30,000 in profit. The rest of it went into construction, the subdivision, doing the streets, the curb gutters, whatever, paying for the materials, hiring the subcontractors to do all the work, the landscaping, everything. Okay, you're going to make $30,000, okay. You, if you're a typical builder, and I don't want to get personal about this, but there's financing. You have bank financing, and it comes out in draws, probably five draws over the course of construction. You have a house, and you've made three draws on it. You've got 75% of the money back, but you don't have any of your profit yet. And you're not going to get a profit until the closing and the loan funds. So you're paying interest on $400,000 that you borrowed at some rate, prime or whatever it is, and as the process stretches out because you moved in somebody. To rent, okay, then, or you're housing people who otherwise wouldn't have houses, like your furnished models and things like that, the interest you're paying eats up your profit. So while you may only have $100,000 left, of which $30,000 is your profit coming out of your construction loan, you're paying interest on the entire $400,000, and the interest on the entire $400,000 is coming out of the $30,000 you were hoping to get for profit. And I'm trying to get back to the statement you made that you're not going to make much money on some of these houses. Have I got that about right?
Yeah, you do. But we're in a little more fortunate situation after 30 years and all those homes you sold for us. it's given us an opportunity to probably be in a little bit different situation than most builders in town can. And this town has made us that way, and that's why we want to give back the best we can.
Okay. These trees you're planting are at Salt Creek Heights?
Right, and that's Mr. Red Emerson.
Okay. He's planting the trees for you?
We're hoping he plants one.
We got to take a break. We'll be back right after this.
Loverboy has been delighting audiences on the weekends around the world since 1979. Join us Friday, August 10th as Wind River Resort and Casino welcomes Loverboy live in the Event Center with their trademark red leather pants, bandanas, big rock sounds, and high-energy live show that includes their string of hits. Turn Me Loose, The Kid Is Hot Tonight, This Could Be the Night, loving every minute of it, and their mega hit, Working for the Weekend. Loverboy's catalog includes some of Arena Rock's most enduring anthems. This is sure to be a sold-out concert, so purchase your tickets now at the River Club or WinRiver.com. Tickets for this event are just $25, $30, and $35. Don't miss your chance to see Loverboy in concert at the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center Friday, August 10th. For details, call 1-800-280-UN or download the Wind River app. Must be 21 to attend. Concerts are better at the River. I wanna
fly. Be careful posting on social media when leaving town for any period of time. With 66% of all burglaries being committed by someone who knows the victim, sharing where you'll be and how long you'll be gone is a sure sign that your home or business is vulnerable. That's all someone from your social media sphere needs to start scheming their way to your essentials. Wait to post those pictures from Hawaii till after you're home, and you'll save yourself some peace of mind knowing your valuables aren't being taken while you're away.
This Security Moment brought to you by North State Security, an ounce of prevention since 1968.
With all the activity in the community and now the pressure of school shopping, your wallet may be feeling the pinch. Before you bring out the charge card, look in the bottom of your jewelry box where cash is waiting to be found. The gold mark will turn your broken, outdated, unwanted, and salvaged gold, platinum, and diamonds into instant cash. Our expert staff have been helping people like you for over 30 years. We'll make the process easy, and we pay excellent prices. You'll be surprised just how much your unwanted gold will bring. The Gold Mark in the Town and Country Center, Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Joe Heslin for Carmona's Appliance Center.
As your local Whirlpool, KitchenAid, Maytag, Amana, and Janier dealer, we carry a complete line of superior appliances. We also have a large selection of barbecues and barbecue accessories. Whether you want a standalone or a built-in model, our experienced sales staff will qualify your needs to provide you the proper unit to enhance your outside dining.
Carmona's Appliance Center, your locally owned brand source dealer, Mistletoe Lane, Reading. Like us on Facebook and log on at carmonasappliances.com.
Building, remodeling, or just need a change? Let us be your design partner at Design Time and Tile. From carpet, vinyl, and hardwood flooring to granite and quartz countertops, sinks, cabinets, window coverings, and tile. From materials to fabricators to installers, we have the largest showroom selection in the North State, plus design consultants to help you every step of the way. Contact Design Time for your free in-home or office consultation at designtimeandtile.com or call 241-8693.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings in over 25 directories, and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
Stone, all alone and lost.
Wait, what are you playing that butt music for? I'm so old that I've got moss growing on me or something? Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. This is Ken Murray. I'm sitting in for Carl and Linda Bott this morning. Right at the moment, we're talking to Jeb Allen, probably the biggest builder in our area. And been the subject of some fairly vicious rumors on Facebook that he's gouging the public, and in direct response to the fire, he jacked up the price of everything. let's talk about that for a moment. There are laws that prevent that, or are supposed to prevent that. And the district attorney in Shasta County has made it very, very clear. If you're getting gouged, call her up. They will prosecute. They will prosecute if you're being gouged by a service provider of any kind. So, and by the way, that goes for rentals, too. If you're getting gouged on a rental, I mean, if you've been paying $1,000 a month and all of a sudden the landlord realizes there's 200 people that want to rent your house, and you jack it up to $1,500 a month for the guy that's there, you might find yourself in jail. District attorney is looking exactly for that. There are state laws that prohibit that. In Jeb's case, you had a summer sale of $10,000 off, or 10,000. I don't know whether it was 10,000.
$10,000 and $15,000
off, and it had a defined start date and a defined stop date. And when you reverted to the stop date that you had decided in advance when it would be, now you're being accused of gouging, which is fine. Somebody can report you to the DA. They'll investigate. It'll amount to nothing. But in
2.1%.
What's 2.1%?
Difference that we raised $10,000 on a $400,000 house.
Oh.
And 10% is, anything over 10% is considered gouging.
Oh. Well, I didn't know all that, but whatever. You probably didn't know it until your wife told you either, but I figure those things out. I know.
No, my superintendent did.
Oh, okay. Because I know Sue's the brains in your family.
But, oh, yeah.
Okay, so you're planting a bunch of trees, $100,000 worth of trees, but you've done other things in the community in the last few years. I know you're a big supporter of Make-A-Wish.
Yeah, we were fortunate enough to... I race cars, and I'm friends with the Make-A-Wish funny car, Don Schumacher. And I went out there, and I said, what do I owe you for being so nice to me all the time coming out here? Because he'd fly me around, do a few things that were pretty comfortable. And he says, donate to one of these charities. And I said, 5,000? And he goes, maybe 10. I said, okay. Well, the first thing I did is we raised $200,000 in 2 weeks for the first house, and then we did another house, and then we gave $10,000 to the National Make-A-Wish Foundation so it would go be in different states that that funny car raced at. So mm-hmm. A total in the last couple of years, we've donated $500,000, and then last weekend we donated another $10,000.
To Make-A-Wish.
To Make-A-Wish.
Do you ever follow up? Or do you ever participate after? I mean, I know you don't have anything to do with who gets chosen, but do you,
we do.
You interact?
We interact with the children. We have, in our model home, we have a picture of every child that we've supported, and we know their story.
Mm-hmm.
One little boy wanted to be a race car driver. Don Schumacher built a tiny little race car with a Briggs & Stratton motor on it,
mm-hmm.
and in front of 44,000 people at Sonoma Raceway at the 2 years ago, this little boy got his dream to be a race car driver.
That's amazing.
I realized a new feeling in life of giving, and Boyce Muse. Lyle Tullis of brought me up and nurtured me to do things and not be an idiot and do different things, and they've given me some good advice. But this feeling that I got by doing what I did made Kurt Startman start crying, when we did the presentation.
And you mentioned two other guys. I mean, yourself, Voice Muse, Lyle Tullis. Lyle lost his home in the fire.
Lyle moved into one of our homes.
He did. And these are people who started with next to nothing and have become very, very successful in our community. They are our local. I mean, even Red Emerson went broke a couple of times. These are all people in our community who have started from virtually nothing and have done extremely well for themselves, even through the down times when things were rough for everybody, and now into the good times when they can give back to a lot of people. And I salute you for that, Jeff.
Well, thank you. You know, the last time we gave back was we took Highland Park in 2009. And I said, I'm not going to stop. All of these guys have made us to what we are. We could have retired and been very comfortable. We fortunate to have the person, Mark Emerson, with us. And Mark says, do what you need to do. So we threw the land money out. We redesigned houses. We looked at the foreclosures, lined ourselves up with a competitive homing, and we didn't make anything. We lost $1 million out there in Highland Park.
Almost. Where's Highland Park?
Highland Park is off Churn. Boy, Ken, where are you? Penn?
Oh yeah, that's by. well, I don't. I, like I say, I deal with the low end of the spectrum here. Yeah.
This Highland Park is located off Churn Creek by Home Depot. We have about 20.
You lost $1 million in that subdivision.
By the time we got done, the land, because the first two units we put in was in 2009, 2010. And we couldn't make any money, so we just pulled the land money out because that was the only component that we could pull out. You know, we own $500,000 worth of land. What are you going to do with it? It's not, nobody's going to give you anything. So we took that and we kept working and we kept these people working. So we're going to do the same through the fire, and we're not going to try to make. We're going to keep our same formula as we've always done. We're not going to change it.
All right. And looking forward, you have a lot of people that work for you, all your subcontractors and everybody. And
we put 100 people to work a day.
Yeah. And they are going to be in much higher demand going forward than they have been previously. I mean, there are a lot of people who lost homes or have homes damaged. They're going to be looking for carpenters and plasterers and plumbers and electricians. And a lot of the people who were in the construction trades either retired, moved out of the area, went broke. They're not here anymore. I mean, when you started, there were lots of
lots of
contractors.
Absolutely.
Not very many anymore. And so the demand for the people that sub for you is going to be extremely high.
Right. Well, what we did is we put in 35 foundations in Shastina Ranch. We have 14 foundations already in Salt Creek. And my framer yesterday got two people to come back from Santa Rosa that was working over there and come to work for us to frame these houses right away that had left the area to go make more money. They're coming back to town that they grew up in, and I think I applaud them for that.
Well, great. Well, Jeb, I appreciate your coming in this morning, putting the rumors to rest. I'm glad to hear about the tree planting program you're doing. $100,000 worth of ponderosa pines?
Yeah.
Holy guacamole. That's a lot of pine needles.
Well, we got a lot of clearing to do, too.
And give my best to your wife, Sue.
Thank you.
You bet. Thanks for coming in, Jeb.
You look great.
You're just trying to be nice to me. I still don't have any class in your price range.
No, you told me to lose weight. So
this is Ken Murray. I'm sitting in for Carl and Linda Bott this morning. We're going to take a break for the news. When we come back, we're going to be talking to Robert Cronick from Cronick Disaster Services. They're in high demand for not rebuilding homes, but a lot of people have damaged homes. What do you do about it? We're going to find out when we come back.
The news is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Redding by Tobacco and Brew. Come see their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive in Redding. Tobacco and Brew, open 7 days a week.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Where is Molly Tibbetts? The manhunt continues in Iowa.
The investigative response has not slowed down. Investigators from the Poweshiek County Sheriff's Office, the DCI, and the FBI continue to complete leads that have come in, as well as evaluate and prioritize new leads being received every day.
Kevin Winker of the Iowa Department of Public Safety, the reward for Molly's safe return has ballooned to $172,000. The Iowa college student vanished more than 2 weeks ago. The case has baffled investigators. They're not commenting on whether there are any suspects in the young woman's disappearance. American employers added 157,000 jobs last month, and that dropped the already low unemployment rate even further.
Despite the slowdown in hiring, PNC chief economist Gus Fauché says the economy is still in solid shape.
We saw a little bit slower job growth in July. The economy added about 157,000 jobs over the month. But there were big upward revisions to job growth in June and May, and the labor market remains in great shape.
Especially the second quarter, which was the strongest showing in almost 4 years.
The economy has added better than 200,000 jobs per month on average over the past 3 months. We're also seeing stronger wage growth.
As for the unemployment rate, it's down to 3.9%. Shelley Anther, Washington.
President Trump says he's willing to shut down the government in order to get money for his border wall, the president declaring we need border security. Mr. Trump also taking another swipe at the mainstream media.
They can make anything bad because they are the fake, disgusting news.
Mr. Trump speaking the other day at a campaign rally in Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania. Stocks are mixed on Wall Street right now. The Dow is up 53 points. The Nasdaq is down 9. And the S&P currently 4 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Interest rates are rising, central banks are tightening, and the easy money party is over. Winter is coming, which is why thousands of copies of the highly anticipated book, Gold is a Better Way, have already been sold even before its official release on August 14th. In preparation for the coming economic crisis, Adam Baratta, the author of Gold is a Better Way, is hosting a mega retirement webinar. Thousands will attend. During this live webinar, Adam will show you how to protect your retirement from the 10 biggest threats facing the market and the economy, and how you can get the book and free access to the Gold is a Better Way platform right now. This once-in-a-lifetime webinar is on August 7th. Plus, Adam is giving away $10,000 worth of gold to lucky attendees. Text GOLD to 49776 to claim your free ticket now. Get the insider information that could save your retirement just by texting GOLD to 49776. Text the word GOLD to 49776. Standard text and messaging rates apply.
Venezuelan transport unions protesting a plan by the socialist government to more tightly regulate the country's fuel supplies by collecting information on vehicle ownership.
In Venezuela, 1 gallon of gasoline can cost less than 1 cent of a U.S. dollar, depending on the exchange rate a person uses. But that is about to change. President Nicolas Maduro ordered a vehicle census to be held this week. The government wants to know how many cars and what models are being used by Venezuelans. Authorities will later use those numbers to come up with an energy policy that is likely to increase the price of fuel. Maduro says Venezuela's subsidized gasoline is being illegally smuggled out of the country and into Colombia.
That's the BBC's Daniel Gallus. A private American collector has returned a dozen ancient artifacts to Thailand. Southeast Asian country presses for other treasures that were taken abroad to be given back. News and analysis, townhall.com. Baseball's October Classic could actually end in October for the first time since 2014.
The commissioner's office has announced the World Series will start October 23rd, and Game 7 would be played October 31st, barring postponements. The World Series ended on November 2nd in 2016 and on November 1st in both 2015 and last year. The National League wildcard game will open Major League Baseball's postseason October 2nd. The American League wildcard game is the following day. The NL Division Series scheduled October 4th. The AL on October 5th, then the NL Championship Series opens October 12th, followed by the American League the next day. Ron DeRockster reporting.
Secretary of State Pompeo says North Korea is far from living up to its pledges to denuclearize and remains in violation of numerous UN Security Council resolutions. Pompeo attending an Asian security forum in Singapore. North Korea's foreign minister is also at that forum. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back. This is neither Carl nor Linda Bott. This is Ken Murray sitting in. They're someplace where there are blue skies this morning. I am filling in this morning. We've been talking about the some of the things that happen around a major incident like the car fire. I'm joined in the studio now by another guy who is heavily involved in recovery from this disaster, Robert Kronick from Kronick Disaster Services. Good morning.
Good morning, Ken.
How many employees do you have?
Well, right now, not enough.
Well, how many?
Between our Chico and Redding offices, we have about 45 employees.
And how many do you need right now?
Well, right now we are having lots of people call for service. On the service master side of our business, they're looking for the cleanup. And we actually have service master franchises that are going to be coming in, bringing some of their employees. So we're probably going to end up probably between 100 and 150 employees.
Holy guacamole. And I want to talk about this cleanup process. I know, or I've been told, I don't know what I know, that there are going to be cleanup services provided by Cal OES, Office of Emergency Services, and that some of the demolition cleanup will be provided by the state. Now, this we're talking about. Do you know about that? How much that's going to be? Or
so, I mean, I've heard a little bit about that. When the weed fire occurred, the state came in, and a lot of the houses up there had asbestos and lead issues. So they just came in and they did a complete cleanup on that, so that there wasn't a bunch of issues with a bunch of different people doing it different ways.
And talking about different ways and things, that there are things to consider. When a house, this smoke that's in the air is different than other kinds of smoke in the air. I mean, smog, like on the East Coast, is largely produced by sulfur from coal-burning plants and things like that. The stuff we have in the air is much more dangerous. It's organic in nature.
Mm-hmm.
But when a house burns, everything in the house burns, including your old paint cans, your little propane bottles, everything that's plastic in sight. Some of those plastics have PCBs in them. And so the ash that's left laying on the ground can be extremely hazardous. And that's why just a typical mask isn't going to work. You need the mask with the HEPA filter in it. One thing that has been emphasized to me is, and I have actually seen this happening, is don't use your leaf blower. That's just stirring up all that stuff and making it worse. And I assume you're not heavily involved in the houses that are completely destroyed, but you're involved in those that have had damage and need to get put back together. I know you're on call from your company got called when I had damage at my house. And you sent people out, and they had fancy meters that told things that I didn't even know meters could tell, like, is there a leak someplace in my pipe? And
right.
They hold it over the floor and said, yep, it's right there. Or next to the wall, yep, it's in the wall. I didn't know it was there. And so there's all these ash, you know, there may be a garage burned down next to a house.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you're going to go in and clean that mess up. Where do you start?
So on the cleanup portion, the demolition, one, we'll want to test to see if there's lead or asbestos if it's an older home. If there's not, depending on what the city's going to ultimately say the cleanup should look like, I mean, we'll actually load those things up and we'll take it to the dump. And I understand that they're going to have a dump that's opening up out on Clear Creek that is going to be available for the community.
And that is a dump specifically for?
for the demolition of the car firehouses.
Right, because, again, those ashes are going to contain toxic materials, and they have to be handled differently. And my understanding was that a survey of hazardous materials needs to be completed by the Department of Toxic Substance Control, that's a state agency, to determine there are no hazard issues for each individual property. Do they have to go in before you can do anything?
So that's what we've seen in the past. We went up the weed fire, we saw that. Also, we went down and helped out in the Santa Rosa fire. And, you know, the state came in, wanted to make sure it was safe for people to come in there. And that's why, you know, you're having the delays in getting back in to these areas.
How do you know there was asbestos? I mean, do you have a meter that you go in and stick in the ashes and say there's asbestos in it? How do you know?
So most houses that were built pre-1978, that's when they stopped building houses with lead and asbestos.
Mm-hmm.
There are still materials that contain asbestos that have been used throughout since then.
Mm-hmm.
But most of the time, if it's pre-1980, that's when you'll actually take samples and you'll check to see if there's asbestos or lead in it.
How do you check them?
Typically what we do is we have specialists come in, they'll take the material, they actually send it off to the lab, and they put it under a microscope to see if there's the asbestos fibers in it.
How long does that take?
Well, under normal circumstances, we can get test results back within 24 hours. On something this large, I mean, I'm sure there's going to be a bottleneck of time frames.
Okay, so somebody called you and says, I had some fire damage to my house, Well, there's going to be two different kinds of calls. I had some fire damage to my house is one kind of call. And the other one is I have water damage to my house. The air tankers dropped at borate or whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
And I got red all over my roof and in my windows, and the fire blew out my windows, and some of that red stuff got in my house. And what do you do?
Well, on the exterior of the house, if we can get on it quick enough, usually you can take a pressure washer and clean most of that up. If it hits your roof, I mean, the granules on the composition shingles will be affected, and it's just, you know, getting more aggressive to try to get that off. The longer that retardant sits there, though, the more it'll stain things.
And if the water got into the house.
So, yeah, if we have water damage inside the house, I mean, we'll treat it like a normal water damage. Obviously, you want to get on it as quickly as possible. If the water stands for any period of time, especially with the heat that we've been having, you have the chance of secondary damage. You might end up having some mold growth in the house. So those are the things, if a company like ours is called in, we'll check for that. We'll test for moisture content and address that as we're addressing the air quality. We actually have machines to do air scrubbing as we're cleaning. And in a situation like this, you're going to have smoke and ash in the houses that have been in that environment.
Mm-hmm.
And our recommendation is a top-to-bottom cleaning of it and make sure you have that air scrubbing going on so when you get back into it, you're not breathing in any of the stuff that was out there.
What's smoke damage?
Smoke damage would be when you have fire damage, it's actually physically damaged materials. You know, mm-hmm. Burned it, you see char. Smoke damage is when you have soot or ash that's actually permeated throughout the house. I mean, imagine a fire going and that smoke will go in every little nook and cranny of your house there. So that's what we consider smoke damage, is that it's gone in and it's affected everything in the house.
All right. So the house next door to me burns down. The heat of the fire blows out my windows. I have smoke damage and some water damage, but mainly smoke damage in my house. How do you treat smoke damage?
So the way we handle the smoke damage, again, we're going to go in and we're going to clean top to bottom. And we have the air scrubbers to actually take the particulates out of the air.
Okay. They take the particulates out of the air, but do I have to repaint the house now to get rid of all the smell?
So depending on the level, a lot of times on these types of losses, we won't actually have to do any painting because we can clean everything. And when I say everything, we're touching everything in the house because that ash and soot is on everything, every nook and cranny. Now, if it blew out and you got a ton of smoke in the house, then there's a chance you might end up having to repaint and maybe even replace some of the fabric stuff.
You actually clean the fabrics too?
We will, depending on the level of contamination.
Okay, I didn't know that. I thought you did structure stuff, not personal property stuff like couches.
Yeah, everything in the house is needing to be addressed, and we will handle that.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. We're talking with Robert Kronick from Kronick Disaster Services, Service Master. If you have a question, give us a call at 605-4567.
Hi, this is Sharon Clark, owner of Home Helpers. Join me at 9 a.m. every Wednesday for Generations Talk Radio, right here on KCNR 1460. Topics will include resources and businesses that you need to know about. We will talk money, travel, healthcare, and more. Embrace aging. Listen to Generations Talk Radio, Wednesdays at 9 a.m. here on KCNR 1460. Archive shows at generationstalkradio.com.
Are you struggling financially? Swallowed up in debt? Are you looking to buy a house but are not sure of your credit standing?
What does that credit score even mean?
Why are there three different bureaus?
What score is most important?
Looking for a local expert?
Give me, Joe Rodola, a call. Your credit affects everything from borrowing money to landing that perfect job. With over 40 years of providing financial services, I am committed to helping you achieve your goal. I can provide you with full credit report and in-depth review for only $25. Let me provide you with the tools you need to improve your credit standing and your financial freedom. Give me a call today, Joe Rodola, 941-3021, or on the web at jrdebtconsulting.com. Your local choice in credit repair.
Summertime is fun time in Northern California. We're Billy and Patrick with your personal invitation to have more fun in a brand new Kia from Renting Kia, your official summertime fun headquarters.
Celebrate this summer with no payments for 90 days in a new 2018 Kia Niro. This sporty 50-mile-per-gallon crossover hatchback hybrid is showing up everywhere in NorCal.
I've got one. I love it.
And nothing says summer like the 2018 Kia Soul. That's the cool crossover that sits up nice and high, has tons of storage. Like all Kias, it's America's best value. We have a Soul, and it's perfect.
The 2019 all-wheel drive Kia Sorento is here. There's room for your camping gear. It has power for towing and is at home on or off-road.
Get yours today and make no payments until fall.
No cost. Lifetime oil changes and tire rotations are yours when you take home your new Kia from Redding Kia, proud sponsor of community events like the Mosquito Serenade.
Finance offer on approval of credit ends 8/10/2018. Redding Kia, reddingkia.com.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Jaron, I think you sit up nights when you know I'm going to be on thinking of music that's just going to weird me out. Welcome back. This is Ken Murray on Free Fire Radio. I'm sitting in for Carl and Linda Bott this morning. Right at the moment, I'm talking with Robert Kronick, Kronick Disaster Services and Service Master. Phone number here is 605-4567 if you have a question for my guest. As you get into doing this work, you have some experience having been through the Weed Fire and the Santa Rosa Fire. What can people expect?
So, I mean, it's going to be a process getting back in your homes, and we're already seeing that right now. Mm-hmm. Obviously, the first thing, and most people have already done this, is talk to your agent. Get your insurance company involved in it. Because one of the things as we get into this, you're going to want to make sure that you're being taken care of that way. And the cleaning processes, the insurance companies want us to go in and do an inspection, and we do that free of charge. And once that inspection's done, we'll make recommendations, and they'll want to see what it's going to cost to get that done, and they'll have the approvals. Once the approvals are done, then they can actually get started. Some of the carriers will ask that the smoke is gone before we actually start doing some cleaning, just because they don't want to have that reaffected in their homes.
You mean the smoke in the air outside?
The smoke in the air outside. I mean, the biggest thing is the ash, which we is starting to subside some, but the ash is the biggest part of it. But the smoke itself, you know, will continue to cause issues for people.
Mm-hmm. Do you use leaf blowers to clean up smoke?
So when we go... When we go out, because there'll be a lot of cleaning that needs to be happened, we're going to be using pressure washers. The water will actually keep that stuff from blowing up into the air. And then, I mean, that's a more effective way of doing it.
Okay. So you use a pressure washer, and then you have shovels and barrels full of ash that you carry out as toxic waste to the new dump site that's being opened up.
Right. Yeah. And if we're taking the physical remains from a structure, that's how we'll do that. A lot of the stuff, will, you know, the ash stuff is not necessarily bad for vegetation. I mean, it could. So
correct.
A lot of that stuff will get put down in the vegetation and just go back into the earth.
All right. You often get or typically get called by the insurance company. I said earlier in the program this morning, you know, for any of you who have had damage or loss as a result of the fire, go down to Shasta High School, make a claim. The reason you make the claim and is that the insurance company then knows how many adjusters to send out. They also will contract with people like ServiceMaster and other providers who do the same thing here in town. And they need to know how many of those guys to send out and start the process. And that process will start even before you have filled out all the minutia paperwork the insurance company is going to require. They'll start lining up people for you. And the other thing to do is when you make your claim, if you've lost your insurance policy, get a copy of the policy and read the fine print. And if they can't provide it at Shasta High School, call your insurance agent. They will provide it for you, a complete copy of the fine print and the face page that shows your limits of coverage. And so you get a call from the insurance company, you go out for free, and you do an initial damage assessment and you say, this is what's got to happen. Right. You know, and there are steps. And it's not just the insurance company you have to deal with. You have to deal with the toxic waste certificate and the city of Reading or the county of Shasta Environmental Health. There's a lot of departments you've got to deal with before you can pick up a shovel and do anything or bring a pressure washer out. It doesn't happen overnight. And when there is a mass event, a major event like this, it isn't going to happen over two nights. And patience is important. How does somebody know you're coming?
Well, that's a great question.
Or when you're coming.
That's a great question. And we even before the fires were out and people were able to get back in, we started getting calls because people were concerned, hey, you know, I know something's going to happen to my house. So just reach out to companies such as ours. Get your name on that list. And as soon as you can get back into your home, then we're able to get out there and inspect that and meet with you. And then you know, we stay in contact with the homeowner, letting them know, hey, this is where we're at in the process. And once we get the approvals from the insurance company, then we'll schedule crews to go out there. When we were down at the Santa Rosa fires, I mean, it was a process of, because all the insurance companies are going to be bogged down too. I mean, there's going to be a lot of claims and approvals are going to come as quickly as they possibly can. And we were down there for almost 8 weeks on just the cleanup side of things, just getting people back in their homes, cleaning their homes, making it rehabitable. So, I mean, there will be some time that it's going to take to do that. The rebuild, that's going to be a much longer process. All right.
Well, yeah, you were down there 8 weeks for the cleanup, but that was 8 weeks after the people were allowed back into their neighborhoods.
Right.
You're not going out there when somebody's not there.
Right.
So if you're not even, can't even get back into your neighborhood yet, the cleanup people can't get back into your neighborhood either. And somehow you have to have a contact phone number so that you can be contacted either through a friend or your cell phone or whatever. And like you say, it's not going to happen overnight. Now, the rebuild, you also rebuild houses or with some other division of your company. I forget which it is. But
right. Yeah, the chronic disaster site is this construction arm of that.
Okay.
And I was sharing with you about a month and a half ago, Jeremy Rawson actually took over that division from me. So we work hand-in-hand in concert, but he'll be the guy that you'll be working with on that level.
To rebuild the house,
but...
Well, the rebuilding the house part's going to be a problem also, because everybody wants to rebuild their house. Everybody that wants to rebuild their house is going to want to rebuild it as fast as possible because they don't have any place to live in the meantime. And there aren't enough workers up here, as I was discussing with Jeb Allen earlier, for all this rebuilding that's going to take place. And prices are going to go up. Now, there's a difference between prices going up and price gouging.
Yes.
And how do you recommend people protect themselves?
Well, one of the things that you're going to see is you're going to see a lot of people from outside the area coming in here and making all sorts of promises. What I would do is whoever you hire, make sure you know who they are. Check their reputation. Check with the contractor's board. My recommendation is, if you can get somebody locally to do it, they're going to be here. They've been here. They're going to be here. They're going to warranty the work that they're doing. And I would say I would even wait a little bit if you could have somebody local do that. Because people that come from out of the area, they're going to come in, and they're going to blow back out. And what happens if something goes wrong with the house?
I've already seen out-of-area building companies advertising on TV. I was watching last night. We're here for you. And I never heard of them before.
Right.
They're not from here.
They're not.
I want to put out one phone number. This is for the Contractors State License Board. It's 800-321-2752. 800-321-2752. If somebody says they're a contractor and is going to give you a bid and it looks great and they're a nice person and whatever else, do not sign a contract. Call the State Contractors License Board. Find out if they're A, licensed, and B, if they had any complaints registered against them.
Right. And again, I might suggest, too, going online is probably a more effective way because they have all the information of all the contractors. Because one of the things you also look for is, do they have workers' comp? They have liability insurance? Mm-hmm. Is their bond paid up? I mean, those are all things you can find online with the Contractors Board.
There's another thing, too. If you have a house that burned down, and you have your insurance, your fire insurance paid for from deductions from your bank account, and you think, well, the thing burned down. I got a check from the bank or from the insurance company. I'm going to cut off these insurance payments. My suggestion is you don't do that.
No.
Because you still own the lot. You still own the slab that's there. Some kid's going to go out there or treasure hunter and step on a nail, and he's going to sue you.
Yeah.
Keep your insurance in place because your homeowner's policy covers more than just fire.
Yes.
And until you don't own the lot anymore, you need the insurance.
Exactly.
And that's just a fact of life. There will be treasure hunters out there. You know, you're going to go back in and part of your home is damaged. And guess what's in the damage? Nails. Among other things.
A lot of things, yes.
and some of those things are hazardous to your health.
Indeed.
And, if your neighbor is using a leaf blower to blow his ashes around, put on a HEPA mask and go tell him, knock it off, you're an idiot. Okay. Any other advice you have, Robert?
You know, something that people are going to see, you're going to see public adjusters coming up this way.
And what?
Public adjusters.
What are they?
Public adjusters are those individuals that will come up and want to help you through the claim process. And what they do is they're going to sit there and say, hey, you need me because your insurance company is not going to take care of you as well as they should. And they typically charge 8 to 15% of the total loss. So, I mean, I would just advise if you're going to engage with a public adjuster, one, make sure you need them, because most insurance carriers will do what they need to do to take care of you. And a public adjuster sometimes isn't warranted. There might be times that it is. A lot of the ones I've seen are fairly high pressure, and usually when a public adjuster gets involved, you'll see a delay in the process. A lot of people don't actually rebuild their houses because they end up, the process takes so long and they end up not having enough money afterwards.
I never heard of a public adjuster. I mean, I guess there are scams out there that are coming my way.
And it's like anything. There are times where a public adjuster, I mean, not all insurance carriers are going to do exactly what they need to do, but most of them do. So for the vast majority of people, there, you're not going to need a public adjuster.
One more time, I want to give you the license lookup. The website to find out if you're dealing with a licensed contractor is www.cslb.ca.gov. CSLB, California State License Board, .ca.gov. We're going to take a break. We'll be back.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Would be great after a long day at the office, meeting up with friends for drinks, laughs, hoots and giggles at a live comedy show. Join us at Wind River Resort and Casino in Overtime as we make your Wednesdays more entertaining with comedy night. Enjoy an amusing, knee-slapping good time with stand-up comedians every Wednesday. Show starts at 8, so grab your friends, head to Wind River Resort and Casino and enjoy the show with different comedians each week. No cover charge. Download the Wind River app. Must be 21 to attend this hilarious event. Comedy is better at the river. Your story begins here. Start yours today. Wind River Resort and Casino can make your dreams a reality. From our experienced staff, full setup and cleanup, on-site catering, full-service spa, luxurious hotel, and certified wedding and event planner. Come see what we have to offer. We guarantee you'll be amazed. Our group sales team can set up any room arrangement needed to suit your conference or meeting needs. Book your event today. Call 530-339-7454 or visit windriver.com. It's better at the river.
Since 1938, Jack's Grill has served hungry appetites fabulous steaks. Pork tender filet mignon, juicy New York steak, or brochet of beef, all cooked to perfection and so tender you can cut it with a smile. Prawns, fried chicken, whatever you're in the mood for. Meet friends and family at Jack's Grill, open Monday through Saturday. A Reading landmark for 80 years at their historical location on California Street, downtown Reading. Do you miss those dinners at Jack's when Mike always greeted you with a smile, a napkin, and always knew what your favorite drink was? Well, Mike is back.
Hi, this is Mike. Join me this Tuesday and let's celebrate old times.
Be careful posting on social media when leaving town for any period of time. With 66% of all burglaries being committed by someone who knows the victim, sharing where you'll be and how long you'll be gone is a sure sign that your home or business is vulnerable. That's all someone from your social media sphere needs to start scheming their way to your essentials. Wait to post those pictures from Hawaii till after you're home, and you'll save yourself some peace of mind knowing your valuables aren't being taken while you're away.
This Security Moment brought to you by North State Security, an ounce of prevention since 1968.
With all the activity in the community and now the pressure of school shopping, your wallet may be feeling the pinch. Before you bring out the charge card, look in the bottom of your jewelry box where cash is waiting to be found. The gold mark will turn your broken, outdated, unwanted, and salvaged gold, platinum, and diamonds into instant cash. Our expert staff have been helping people like you for over 30 years. We'll make the process easy and we pay excellent prices. You'll be surprised just how much your unwanted gold will bring. The gold mark in the Town and Country Center, Hilltop Drive, Reading.
I was a highwayman, along the coach roads I did ride, with sword and pistol by my side.
That's my kind of music. I like that. Welcome back. This is Free Fire Radio. I'm Ken Murray, sitting in for Carl and Linda Bott, who are out in the blue sky someplace today. Phone number here is 605-4567. I'm talking with Robert Kronick from Service Master by Kronick. We're talking about cleanup. What else do people need to know about this cleanup process other than it's going to take longer than they think?
Well, the thing when you're looking at what to do, I mean, there's a lot of things to do and not to do. And Ken, you've talked a little bit about the leaf blowing thing. Make sure you don't do that. When you get back in your home, a lot of the things that if they have soot on them, there's particular ways to clean and not clean. One of the things that I would caution is if it's a black soot type of thing, don't be touching those things because you can actually set a lot of the soot and then stain those things permanently.
Mm-hmm.
And stuff like that, we can come in and do an inspection and advise you, you know, different ways that can be cleaned in the process there. The thing that I'd like to share with, you know, whomever you call out, again, make sure they're reputable. The benefit of going with someone like our company, if I have resources, I'm a Service Master franchise locally owned, but I also have a ton of other Service Master franchises that are ready and waiting to come in and help. And everything is a coordinated effort through us, so we will stand behind all the stuff that they do. There are a lot of companies that are just coming in that, I mean, you have no way to know the reputation on that. So we actually have about a dozen different franchises that are ready with equipment and cleaning crews to come in.
Okay. Robert, I truly appreciate your being in here this morning.
Thanks for having. And if I can share it, Ken, if they do need service, our number is 222-8800. You can get Service Master or Kronick on that number. And then the Kronick number is 222-8228. Ken, thanks for having me here today. And I one last thing, I'd love to a shout out to the first responders, the firefighters, an amazing job they did, and our hearts really truly go out to all those victims that have lost their homes, loved ones, and we want to just do what we can to help all those people.
Well, as long as we're at it talking about things, I would share with our listeners that. Mr. Kronick not only is a businessman here, a small businessman here in town that owns his own business, employs a number of people. He's also active on the board of the Good News Rescue Mission and gives back to the community in many other ways. So thank you for your help also, Robert.
And Ken, thank you for that. And since you mentioned that too, the mission definitely has a lot of people that are taken in at this particular point in time too. So I encourage everyone to continue to give as they're giving generously to all the victims. And one of the people you might think about is the mission as well.
Thank you very much, Robert.
Ken, thank you.
For those of you that are having legal concerns, there are disaster legal services available. You can either have a local lawyer provide something. If you don't have any money and don't have anything, legal services of Shasta County is down at the Shasta High School. You might need help with your insurance claim for doctor and hospital bills or loss of property or loss of life or drawing up new wills or other legal papers lost in the disaster. You might need help with home repair contracts or contractors, advice on problems with landlords. There is a booth down there helping you with legal services. You can get a new Social Security card down there. You can get a new driver's license down there. All the insurance companies are down there. You need to file your claim. Just a lot of help available here in the town. If you have anything that might be helpful to the other listeners, give us a call at 605-4567. We've got about 20 minutes remaining in the show, and we do have lines open now for your calls. I want to tell you something else that I came across. I went out and talked to some of these National Guard guys. I really appreciate them and the job they're doing, and I found out the ones I talked to were from Turlock. That's down in the Central Valley of California, south of Sacramento, small town. And I asked them, well, why did you guys get called out? I mean, there's National Guard units all over the place. And they got called out because they were the same unit that responded to the Santa Rosa fire, and they had experience, which I found interesting. So say thank you if you see them. Shake their hands. They got a tough job. They're away from their families, and they have jobs. I asked one of the guys, I asked, well, how is your, you know, you get called out on an assignment like this. What happens with your job? I mean, by law, they can't lose their job over it. But he said, well, my company is really good. This was a particular young man I was talking to worked for a drugstore chain, Walmart or Rite Aid or one of them. In any event, down in Turlock. And he said, well, my company is really good about it. My boss is kind of a butt. because the boss has to work more because he's missing an employee. And, and I think about times that our own National Guard has been called out. How do you treat your employees? Are you grateful that they're able to help someone? Are you making life miserable for them when they come back? Are you making it difficult for their families? I mean, these guys are doing an important job. Let's see. What else have I got in my stack of stuff here? The smoke from this wildfire, in case you're interested, extends all the way to Salt Lake City. Reno's having bad air days right now. And interestingly, I came across an article talking about smoke damage. Smoke can trigger asthma attacks or more chronically lead to heart problems and has even been linked to the development of some kinds of cancer. In the 1980s, there was an average of 140 wildfires that this is here in the West. It was an average of 140 wildfires that burned through 1,000 acres or more each year. Between 2000 and 2012, this is 20 to 30 years later, that average 140 has gone up to 250 wildfires per year. And it's taking a toll on our health. Well, nationwide, overall air quality has improved in the past 30 years. Wildfire-prone states or portions of states like us are a glaring exception, and our air quality is actually overall getting worse. They have specifically identified wildfire smoke as the culprit because air samples from the West show high levels of organic materials in the particulate matter, where samples taken near industrial sources such as coal power plants typically show more sulfur. The link between smoke and illness or death is sometimes complicated, however, by the fact it exacerbates a range of conditions that cause the sickness. No death certificate cites air pollution as the cause of death. Our air is getting worse. Our fires are getting worse. I'm not a giant fan of man-made global warming, but I do not deny the fact that global warming is taking its toll on us here in the North State. Let's see. I talked about the California State License Board, how to get a hold of them, identifying unlicensed contractors who are preying upon wildfire victims or trying to victimize them a second time after they've been victimized by the loss of their home. You can help the California State License Bureau catch unlicensed contractors. If your home is burned down or severely damaged and you can't move into it, but you're getting contacted by people, the best way to actually catch an unlicensed contractor is to volunteer your home for an undercover sting operation. If you want to learn more about that, there's a statewide investigative fraud team called SWIFT. You can, again, contact the Contractor State License Board. The number, if you want to be part of this effort to catch undercover or to use your home as an undercover sting operation, you can call 916-255-2924. Or you can call the California State License Board's disaster hotline at 1-800-962-1155. Phone number here is 605-4567. We're going to take a final break. Be back with your calls.
Joe Heslin for Carmona's Appliance Center.
As your local Whirlpool, KitchenAid, Maytag, Amana, and Janair dealer, we're proud of our outstanding customer service. Our sales staff have 25 to 30 years experience. We know our products and take the time to ask the right questions to qualify your particular needs. And with the best prices in the North State, we promise to meet or beat any locally advertised price or your purchase is free.
Carmona's Appliance Center, your locally owned brand source dealer. Mistletoe Lane, Reading. Like us on Facebook and log on at Carmona's Appliance.
Hi, I'm Jim from Design Time. Are you looking for a new kitchen? We have it all. Custom cabinets, ceramic tile, granite, and quartz slabs for countertops. Need a new bathroom? We can do that too. Our staff at Design Time and Tile can help you design the kitchen and bath of your dreams. Stop by our showrooms located on Highway 273 just north of Wind River Casino. Don't forget, Design Time for all your flooring needs.
Ready to make more money, break more ground, and achieve more of your life's goals? With free tuition at Shasta College, now is your chance to get more out of life. We all know that education is the key to a bigger paycheck and a brighter future, and Shasta College is committed to providing the best in affordable, accessible higher education that opens more doors. Whether you're looking to transfer to a bachelor's degree program, complete a professional degree, or secure a certification in a high-demand field, there's never been a better time to start demanding more. Shasta College grads are building more businesses, saving more lives, and attending more four-year universities. And with more programs and classes to choose from, what more could you ask for? Well, since you asked, if you're a first-time full-time student, the Shasta Promise Program will cover your entire tuition for the first year. That's right, your Shasta College tuition is free. A new semester starts soon. Enroll now before the class time you want is gone. Start getting more out of your future today. Visit shastacollege.edu/apply or call 530-242-7500 to enroll now. Shasta College, more possibilities.
It is tough establishing a new business in California, and even tougher if you're trying to understand the multiple laws that seem to have no other reason but to make your life harder. How do you deal with those legal hurdles while trying to build this new business or expand an existing one? By having your own qualified expert assist you. Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in business law and is well-versed on the morass of legal questions facing a California business. Douglas Wright, a professional corporation, 530-243-6000 or douglaswrightlaw.com.
I'm here with Mike of Estate Granite and Things. Hey, Mike, so I gotta ask, what's with the and things?
And things is anything that we can make with granite and metal.
So you're saying it's gonna last?
It's forever furniture.
Wow, did you come up with that one?
Absolutely. The and things are dining room tables, wine bistros, fire pit patio tables, and our ever-popular granite-lined roasters. Really, anything you can imagine inside or out.
You know, that store-bought stuff has to be replaced every few years. You know, it gets hot up here.
That's why we call it Forever Furniture. You can will it to your children.
Mike, with Estate Granite and Things, our builder of choice, thinking completely out of the box.
The first time I walked into my new kitchen, I was amazed. But after, I started to notice all the little things that make my kitchen unique. From the tile backsplash to the seams in the granite, everything was truly a work of art.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard. Estate Granite and Things, completely out of the box. Or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
Ever since the days of old, men would search for wealth untold. They dig for silver and for gold.
Welcome back. This is Free Fire Radio. Ken Murray sitting in for Carl and Linda Bott this morning. We've gone over the last couple hours, various services that are available out there for you. If you need any of these phone numbers I read, and I'm going to review them briefly, if you need help with a contractor state license board to find out if the contractor you're thinking about hiring has a good record. You need to call 800-321-2752 or go online, which is better, at www.cslb, California State License Board, cslb.ca.gov. If you, want to, be part of an undercover sting operation, you can also call the CSLB's statewide investigative fraud team. They're at 800-962-1125. If you have some stranger walk up and bang on your door saying they're going to help you with the processing, you probably don't need the help. Check their licenses. Contact the California State License Board. Second, talk to your insurance company and make sure you need help. If you have a home in escrow, you're going to have problems closing it because there's a moratorium on fire insurance. There may be cases where you can close, even if your home was not hurt in a fire. If you're within the specific zip codes, you may have to have your loan docs redrawn. I want to report also to you that that the North Valley Property Owners Association, if you're looking for a place to rent, you can go to www.carfirehousing.com. Carfirehousing.com. There are a lot of people out there who want to rent something immediately. And immediate is probably not in your near future. If you call the North Valley Properties Association, they're an organization of the rental agents in town. I would encourage you to you go online, get a copy of your free credit report. Take it with you, you know, with the date on it that you just pulled it, because otherwise they're going to charge you a fee of $28, $25, $28, $30. To pull the thing, and all of that takes time, and I have heard reports of mass showings. You know, a property owner will say, "Okay, I've had five people call wanting to rent the house. I want to meet all five of them at the house at 3 o'clock this afternoon, and we'll, you can look at the house, and we'll see if you really want to rent it." And all five people say we want to rent it. And then it gets to be an auction situation, or you wind up waiting several days for background checks. I will tell you, having talked to the North Valley Property Owners Association, and by the way, they have a booth down at Chaska High School also, they can rent to you in as little as an hour, hour and a half, or it may take 3 days or more to check you out. The people that are going to have the best chance of renting are those who have the same job for several years, have a high credit score, and don't move around a lot. The people who move around a lot and have had a number of jobs, even though they're stable currently, or were up until the point of fire, are going to be tougher to verify, and they're going to take longer. The result of that is going to be that probably those who are younger, less stable, are going to have more trouble finding places to rent than people who are more established. But even among established people, there aren't enough rentals in this town to cover all the people that are going to need housing. I would also report to you that there's a meeting at this morning at for the Board of Realtors, and all real estate agents are going to be there. The MLS system is going to be setting up a system for rentals. This is independent of the North Valley Property Owners Association, which is a private association, as is the MLS, but we're the Shasta Association of Realtors is slightly different. So the agents are going to be getting together at 10 o'clock this morning to figure out how they're going to collectively be able to help in finding homes for people that need them. There will be more information coming out on that soon. Please be patient. I want to go back on something I covered early this morning, but you may not have been tuned in at that time, and that is, how can you help your neighbor? The guy down the street lost his house, a nice couple, didn't know him, had kids, whatever, older couple, and they're gonna go down to Shasta High School, get their sorting boxes, they're free from the Red Cross and a shovel, and they're going to go out and start shoveling through ashes looking for valuables. They're already in shock from having lost their home. They don't know what they're going to do tomorrow. They don't know, you know, the future is an uncertainty for them. The time is an uncertainty for them. How long it's going to take to do this, that, or the other. Are they going to move out of town, stay in town, rebuild, not rebuild? I mean, all of that is going through their minds. But they want to go back to their home where they and their family lived. They're going to take these sorting boxes and these shovels, and they're going to start shoveling through ash. And every time they find something, it's going to trigger a memory. And the memories are going to be very emotional for them. They need your support. They need to know that you care, that you're willing to help them. If you never knew them as a neighbor, maybe it's time you got to know them. You know, maybe you'll volunteer to take a shovel and a box and or build your own. I mean, they're simple to build, and you probably already have a shovel. You just put four boards together in a square and put wire across the bottom, a fairly fine wire, and start shoveling ashes through the box. Wear a HEPA mask while you're doing it. If you find something, call them over and just be there with them. Take them bottled water. Make them a sandwich for lunch. Get to know your neighbors. If you didn't know them before, it's not too late to be helpful. It's something you can do. It doesn't cost money. And it may strengthen your own family to be part of the solution instead of just standing in awe of the problem. There is actually other news. Much of it's not very important. You know, I've learned something as I've aged. The things that used to irritate me, the things I swore I'd never do again, people I didn't like and never intended to like, the stuff I had that was really important to me. As you get older, all that stuff fades. It's not because I don't remember it. It's because I've gained perspective as a function of the aging process. And let me share one little piece of perspective. I mean, I was thinking my home did not burn, but I was thinking, you know, if my home was getting ready to burn and I had 15 minutes to get out, what would I take? I couldn't think of anything. It's just stuff. You know, 20 years ago, it didn't have mattered to me. Today, it's just stuff. Another thing that, you know, because I've gotten older, 45 years ago, I swore I'd never drive on Highway 99 in Kings County again in my life. Because it was a known, traffic ticket waiting to happen. They had a speed trap down there that was unparalleled in the state of California. They'd pick you out of a line of traffic if you had an out-of-town license plate, just pull you over and give you a ticket. I swore I'd never go through. It got better when I-5 bypassed Kings County and Highway 99. I still wasn't going to Kings County, and then earlier this week, I saw a Kings County fire crew here in Shasta County. They're back on my good list now. Now I'm willing to go back to Hanford or someplace. I'll even drive on 99 again. It's been a tough week for a lot of you. take care of one another. That doesn't cost money. It just costs caring. Take some time and do a random act of kindness. You will have a better day as a result.
No, I won't back down.
News is brought to you on KCNR, Shasta, Redding, by Tobacco and Brew. Come see their newly remodeled.